Thanks for checking out the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, powered by Ashley Home Store, where you can spring into style and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for 36 months, or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks and amazing prices store-wide. Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, 701 in K-Fine Country. Tonight, the CMT Awards are on television. I'm sitting over here trying to figure out if I get CMT on my TV still. Because we had that little blip where we didn't get
right,
CMT.
Yep.
But essentially, all the big country stars are going to be there in Nashville tonight.
Seems like everyone's going to be performing, too.
Yeah, no joke. But I'm pretty sure we do now. I'm pretty sure.
So, I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
CMT Awards tonight on, guess what channel, Kelly?
CMT.
It's on CMT, by the way. I was reading the deal earlier, and it made me feel better about my dinner choices last night because, you know, we've tried to, with my mom in town, we've tried to cook more at home. We've tried to eat, like, for the most part, healthy. You know, like, here's grilled chicken because it's that time of year when you grill out. But last night, it was one of those days where everything was frying out. You know how you have, as a parent, one of those days where it's like, this didn't go right. Then the dog knocked over a vase that was outside, and glass went everywhere. It was just a big old mess.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those deals where my wife was like, I don't want to have anything messing up the kitchen. Let's just get something to eat.
It's like food therapy.
And that's kind of what it was. So we went out and got a whole bunch of tacos and enjoyed that. And I kind of felt bad after that, but now I'm thinking I might want to rethink how I think about food.
Why is that?
A survey shows that 2/3 of women prefer the dad bod over a muscular bod.
It's about time.
So if you're one of those people who maybe is on a really strict diet, you might want to rethink all this. Because, like, when people work out, are they working out for others or for themselves?
Ooh. I think it's probably a mixture of both.
So, like, I like the idea of working out. But if I didn't think it made me more attractive, I'd probably rather eat pizza and ice cream.
That's what I'm thinking. Dad bod 2018. This is it right here.
So David is trending here in 2018. Let me give you the numbers.
Don't put it like that.
There needs to be a nice balance. You need a nice balance of, I guess, the beer gut and working out. So it's like a fine line, right?
So a little beer gut's okay.
Yeah.
So if you had to pick, you either had the guy who's really strict in the gym, really strict diet.
I'm going to pick the dad bod.
Really?
Yeah.
So you pick me over your husband?
I don't
that's
know
what
if
you
we go that far.
That's what you just said. That's what you just said.
Yeah, I think I heard her say that.
That's what she just said.
They say that 83% of women say that they believe a guy that has a dad bod is more confident.
Huh. Okay.
That he's more like, hey, yeah, whatever. I don't really care.
And the people
who are so worried about their body might be a little more insecure.
I can see that.
Shut up, David. Then again, this is a really stupid story. We're live at Club Dance Studios in the Coffee Gallery on Southwest Drive in Jonesboro. It's your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, 727 in K-Fine Country. We're sitting here with Joe Cook, our buddy from Sissy's Log Cabin. He came in this morning to grab a coffee, and we're like, hey, dude, sit down. We want to talk CMT Music Awards. I didn't realize you're as big of a fan of country music as you are.
I love it.
All right, so your favorite artist. Who would you say is your favorite artist?
Eric Church, hands down.
All right.
He's good.
I would still go Garth. Like, Garth is still my favorite, but Church is kind of creeping up there.
Well, you know, I like the old school, too. You know, Waylon, Willie, you know all them, too. But Eric, as far as new, that's my guy.
So the CMT Awards are on tonight, and I was looking through all the different performances. Let me give you an idea who all is performing tonight. It's basically all the big stars. You're going to see John Party, Blake Shelton, Brett Young, Carrie Underwood, Chris Jansen, Dan and Cher are going to do their song Tequila, Darius, Dirks, Florida Georgia Line and BB Rexha, Kane Brown and Lauren Elena, Keith Urban and Julia Michaels are going to be doing Coming Home tonight, Kenny Chesney, Lady A, Little Big Town, Luke, Marin, Midland. Like, basically, if you're a country artist, you're performing tonight on the CMT Awards, and I think that's exciting because we know that every star is there in Nashville for CMA Week. You ever been to CMA Week?
I've been to CMAs, and it's pretty, it's pretty incredible. My wife wanted to go about 2 years ago, and I took her to Nashville for it. And it was an experience, and I really enjoyed it.
So I've never been to an award show like that. Tell me, obviously we see what happens inside the venue on television. What happens, like, when we're in commercials at home? What's going on in the building?
You've got people will exit the stage. It's not like a normal concert because once it kicks back on, if you're not in your seat, you're outside. So basically, they shut down every door.
Oh, wow.
Every entrance,
really?
Yes, everything. So when it comes on, They do a big countdown. If you're not back in your seat by that countdown, they escort you right back out the door. So it's it's pretty crazy.
So you don't want to get up?
No, you don't. You don't.
That's neat, though. I'd love to go to one of those shows eventually just because I think just the whole idea of being there and seeing all the stars in one spot. Like, you know, it's tough to go to a concert of every one of those people.
Yeah.
But if you go to an award show, you can see a little bit their biggest hit of the time with everybody on the stage.
It's pretty crazy how they do the, you know, in the stage as far as how much work goes into, you know, because you're looking at it on TV and it's like, oh, they're performing this now or they're performing this. This is multiple things going on at one time on one stage.
Yeah.
It's incredible how they do it.
So do you remember any performance that stood out for you? Like, man, this guy was just a great live stage performer.
I don't know about guy, but girl, yeah. Carrie Underwood was pretty
amazing.
Impressive. Yeah.
Man.
We saw her in concert, I guess it was 2 years ago. And we saw her like the first year after American Idol, and she was pretty good. Like, she sounded great. But now just the whole performance aspect of what she's going into.
Oh,
like,
she's great.
She's really good. Hey, Miranda Lambert's doing that song, Keeper of the Flame. I know you're a fan of that song, too.
So.
Anyway, Joe Cook joins us from Sissy's Log Cabin. We were talking to Joe because Father's Day is coming up in just a couple of weeks. And this is, tell me if this is bad, Joe. I don't know if my wife will remember Father's Day, and I don't want anybody to tell her because I want to see if she remembers.
Ooh.
Like, there's no way I could forget Mother's Day. She wouldn't let me.
No. I bet she doesn't forget. Guys are usually the ones that forget, not the ladies.
So you think she's going to know?
Yeah, she'll remember.
So if I wanted to give her, like, a subtle hint on something, she could go to Sissy's and get me? Because, like, honestly, I need to up my game. You know, I was telling them, one of the first things I ever bought whenever I needed to get a credit card was I went and bought a little piece of gold cheap bracelet jewelry. And it was awful, but I had a revolving credit, so I was all excited about that. If I want to retire all that stuff and come get some good stuff, I would imagine Sissy's Log Cabin is a good spot for that.
I tell you, I just got back, Saturday night, about 2 in the morning. We'd been at market all last week. And I intentionally bought more gas things.
Oh, good.
Of course, I bought a lot of things for the ladies, but I did buy some really cool bracelets, looked at a couple new watch lines, and, we're going to try to up our game towards the men, too.
Let me see the watch you have on right now. I'm going to stand up and walk over toward him, which will be a little bit awkward for all the people inside here, but I noticed your watch. What kind of watch is that?
That's a Rolex.
That thing looks awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Like, to me, that's a big important piece when, you know, when you're in business, like, hey, this is my watch. But you guys have Rolexes.
Absolutely. We have Rolex. We have Tag Heuer. We also have Luminox as far as for the men.
Right.
And they're all totally different price points. Just, you know, it really depends on, you know, if it's a milestone, you know, or, you know, just depends on what's going on.
But, like, so if I wanted to go in and maybe look at a Luminex watch, you guys have a bunch of those?
Oh, yeah. I'll probably carry 50 to 100.
Oh, wow.
In the Luminox line. And if it's not something if I don't have it, I can get it for you. You know, that's no problem.
What are other good gift ideas for a father or a dad or somebody in your life? So if we're looking for something that we could get for a guy, let's just give some ideas to people who might be in the car right now when they're thinking about Father's Day.
We carry an extensive line of William Henry, and William Henry does a lot of different things. They do bracelets, they do cufflinks, money clips, and they also do knives. Some of their knives are spectacular. I mean, they do some with dinosaur bone in them.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. Some one of 100. So there was only 100 pieces of this made in the world.
Right.
You know, if you want a conversation piece or the guy, you know, I have guys walk in all the time, they're like, man, I carry this knife every single day. My wife got me 5-6 years ago.
Right.
The knives are always a big hit. But, you know, I mean, anything as far as the money clips are always, you know, a guy carries the same thing every day.
Right.
You know, similar to a woman, but the same. Where's wedding ring? If you wear a watch, your wallet, and if you carry something in your pocket. So it's the same thing. And, you know, something like that, something they're going to keep forever.
Yeah.
So we've got that covered.
So, again, Father's Day is coming up on June the 17th. A heads up. Don't tell my wife, but, again, that's going to be on June the 17th. We'll see if she remembers. I love a new watch. I really would. That watch that you have on looks awesome. But I also was talking about, we were talking before we came on the air, this big diamond trade-up that's going on. Tell me a little bit about that, because I know this is something you guys are excited to be offering for Sissy's Log Cabin customers and even people who haven't purchased from Sissy's as of yet.
Absolutely. This goes on through June and July, and the main reason we do it is we're starting off the year. We just got back from market. We have a really big inventory. So what we'll do is you know, people that come that actually bought their diamond from us, it doesn't matter if it was 20 years ago,
right?
Bring it in, let me look at it. I'm going to look up exactly what you paid for it, and I'm going to give you that back. If you want to trade
all the way.
Up, all the way, the 100% of the value.
That's
crazy. So, you know, if it's a 20-year anniversary and you've had that ring for 20 years, and, you know, you're talking to your husband, say, hey, you know what, maybe I want to upgrade. Bring it in to me. I'm going to give you exactly what he paid for it, and I'm going to upgrade it for you. If it didn't come from me, bring it to me. I'm going to look at it. Bring me some paperwork on it, and I promise you, if it's the quality that I will take, I will probably give you just as much as you paid for that one, too.
I think one of the misconceptions about Sissy's when you all came to town was the fact that everything was super expensive. Obviously, you have those pieces that are super expensive, that are those sought-after pieces. But you have stuff that people can walk in every day and find something nice to purchase and walk out the door with as well every single day.
Well, I mean, when we first moved to Jonesboro, people walked in expecting me to cook pancakes for them.
Right.
So, you know, we were still weren't that known here. But
you're a log cabin restaurant, right?
Yeah. You know, that's some pretty good. You get some pretty good eyes when people walk in looking for that. But no, it's we have something for everyone, and it's that's what we believe in. If it's we talk about the Pandora. If it's a $30 Pandora charm, or it's a a $20,000 watch, or whatever it is, I mean, you're going to get the same experience every single time, and we're going to make sure you're taken care of.
Joe Cook joins us this morning from Sissy's Log Cabin. You can check them out at 2900 Parkwood Road in Jonesboro, sissysloggcabin.com as well. And you hear us talk right now about all the stuff they offer. Father's Day, again, is coming up on the 17th. Layaway is something you all have, and super easy financing, too.
Sure. We've started doing a lot of financing ourselves. We do, it's at a 9% interest rate. You come through the store, we'll approve you there.
Right.
But we also have, you know, if you're wanting to put something back for Christmas, you want to do Layaway, it's interest free for a year. So you can come in for a year and pay on it. And then when you're ready to pick it up, come pick it up. I mean, you don't have to keep it in there a year, but if you want to, you can. And then we also do, Wells Fargo. It's interest free for a year. They approve you for a certain amount. You take the item with you. It's like a revolving credit card. Once you pay that item off, if Valentine's Day rolls around, you need to buy something else, you have that revolving balance on that card. You can always come use that anytime you want.
That's awesome.
And you have 12 months from the date of purchase.
If you're looking for great Father's Day gifts, if you're looking to upgrade your jewelry, you got to go by and see our friends at Sissy's Log Cabin. We saw you walking through here a few minutes ago and wanted to grab you and talk country music and some awesome stuff for Father's Day. Joe Cook from Sissy's Log Cabin on Parkwood Road in Jonesboro, all a part of your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, 7:48 in K-Fine Country, live at Club Tan Studios in the Coffee Gallery. My Sumatra is fantastic this morning. You know how some mornings you need a little bit of that extra oomph, a little
bit
more coffee?
Yeah.
And she brought us, like Abby brought us a bigger Sumatra today.
Oh, she did, didn't she?
So David has his milk over here. And
I have my skinny vanilla.
Golly. Abby, can you give me
milk?
Just cream, please.
Could you please
can I have
make
chocolate
it warm?
Milk this time? Hey, I'm looking over here, and our guest, we think back to our history with this guest. He was the first guest we ever had on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning K-Fine Morning Show, which was a big deal. We were all nervous back in 2015. He won the Arkansas Idol. Welcome back to our show, Mr. Corey Jackson.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good.
So I think this is an awesome time to have you here because the Arkansas, you know, the CMAs, the Arkansas CMAs were just the other night.
Yes.
Yeah. You were in Little Rock. What was that like to be there and to be the guy when they were announcing the biggest award of the night, the Artist of the Year? Guys, the winner was our very own Corey Jackson.
Man. That was I did not expect that at all.
Yeah.
I was just shocked, completely shocked. And, you know, they always tell you, oh, you know, work up a speech just in case. And I kind of had one, but I was like, I'm not going to win anything. There was just so much great talent there and so many talented people nominated for not only that category but many of the categories.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I don't stand a chance, you know. And when they called my name, I was like, oh, no, I forgot my speech.
Were you sitting down, like, in an area almost like what we see on an award show?
Yeah, well, I was actually – I had just come from backstage, and I didn't get to make it over to my seat, and I was sitting on the side. There was, like, some stairs there, and I was sitting there, and, you know, they were calling the names, and I was just sitting there not expecting to get up. And Corey Jackson, I was like, oh, that's me. That's me. What am I going to say?
Did you freak out a little bit?
Yeah, I did.
That's awesome. What was your mother doing? Was she there?
Yeah. My mom and dad.
She was freaking out.
Yeah, they were like, what? You know, nobody could believe it. So.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's so cool.
How excited were you once you got off stage? Because I know when you get up there and you thanked me during your acceptance speech about four times.
Yeah.
Once you did that and all the pressure was gone, was it like the coolest moment ever?
Man, it really was. You know, you had so many people coming up to you. Oh, congratulations, you know. And it was so honoring. It really was.
I look at the actual physical award, and this looks like you were in Nashville for the CMT Awards tonight.
It does.
That's a really cool award. Where are you going to put it? Do you have a spot for it?
Not yet. I've been trying to show everybody. So
I feel like everybody always says, oh, my mantle.
Yeah. Can we put it on my mantle?
Well, yeah, we can do that.
Corey, is it true?
You're taking all the credit.
Is it true that the other day you went through a drive-thru and you showed that to see if they'd give you free food?
No, that's not true. I don't know who told you that.
What's up with your music? Of course, when we first met you, like, the whole story is pretty neat that, you know, you loved music, but you didn't know if you could play. It was one of those deals that just kind of happened a little bit later in life for you, and you're like, hey, I'm going to see what I can do with this.
Yeah.
Where are we right now in the career of Corey Jackson?
Man, we've been in the studio. We just finished up in the studio working on a new project. We're going to be releasing a new song June 21st.
Oh, wow.
So that's actually the first time I'm announcing it right here on K-Fine. So if you're listening in this morning, it's called Feel Good Happening. And as the title says, it's just a feel-good song. And it's a summertime song.
Awesome.
But that's a big one that we've been working on over really the past year. We've been working on this project for a little over a year.
So what's the idea behind this song? What's the story behind this song that we're going to hear?
Well, this song, it's just all about you're with your girl, you know, somebody that you love, and you're in your car. And I want to sing it to you now. It's like,
I mean, that's fine if you want to.
How about I sing a little bit of it to you here?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I mean, I know you're gonna debut it, though, in just a couple weeks. You'll sing it here this morning?
Yeah, I'll sing it here this morning.
Awesome. Do I need to give you a few minutes to get your guitar ready?
Yeah.
All right, we'll let Corey get ready. We'll hear the sneak peek of the brand-new song coming up from your Arkansas CMA Artist of the Year at Jonesboro Zone, Corey Jackson. More coming up here in just a few minutes. We're live at Club Tan Studios in the Coffee Gallery. It is your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, 7:56 in K-Fine Country, your Arkansas CMA Artist of the Year. Corey Jackson joins us here at Club Tan Studios in the Coffee Gallery this morning. You were teasing a brand new song. Again, the title of the new song?
Feel Good Happening.
Feel Good Happening. And it comes out what date?
June 21st.
And you've been in Nashville meeting with some pretty important people trying to get all this stuff worked out for this Nashville career.
Yeah.
How's that working out? Are you excited?
I am. You know, everybody's so nice up there. I've met so many great musicians that I can hang out with and hopefully songwrite with in the future. But, you know, I'm looking to kind of make my way that way and just see what happens with it, you know.
You never know, man. No. People move to Nashville all the time with the idea they're going to chase that dream.
Yeah.
Have you ever had any crazy run-in with, like, some big celebrity? Like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I'm in the same room with.
Well, that did happen at the CMAs the other night. I was just standing there, and lo and behold, right next to me was Johnny Cash's sister.
Really?
And I got picture with her.
That's
like, man, this is awesome.
We had a friend who was over the other day. She lived up in Nashville for a little bit, and she said she was in a grocery store, and her youngest child got away. You know how kids do. They run away in the store. And all of a sudden, this little guy brings her child back to her, and that little guy was Keith Urban.
Get out of here.
And a Whole Foods.
Wow.
He says, it happens to me all. You know, he has kids and all that. So
you kind sound of a lot like him.
I sounded, a Just lot like Keith Urban.
Yeah.
All right, so Corey Jackson's going to give us a preview. We didn't think he was going to play. And the thing is, I guess he knows, just when you come to K-Fine, you got to bring your guitar.
That's right.
Feel Good Happening, Corey Jackson. What are we going to hear, the chorus of it or the beginning
of
it?
I'll play the beginning and play the chorus a couple times.
All right.
How about that?
Let's hear it.
Hopefully I can sing this morning.
All right.
Tried to reel you in, but I couldn't catch your eye. You were were playing hard to get. So I walked up and leaned in close, tried to steal your attention away, to be in this fantasy that I just wrote, where our feet would be tapping, feel good having in your song, playing on the radio. We'd have our hands up, singing it out at the top of our lungs. I'd twirl you around with your hair down, sweep you off your feet, be a night to remember, one you'd want to do all over again with me. Where our feet would be tapping, feel good having in your song, playing on the radio. We'd have our hands up, singing it out at the top of our lungs. I'd twirl you around with your hair down, sweep you off your feet, be a night to remember, one you'd want to do all over again with me. With me.
There's a world premiere right there, Corey Jackson, your Arkansas CMA Artist of the Year. Again, the song comes out in just a couple weeks, June the 21st. What's the best way people can find out more about your music?
Yeah, be sure to check out CoreyJacksonMusic.com. You can also find me on Facebook at Corey Jackson Music, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat at CJacksonMusic1. You can also find my music on iTunes, Amazon Music, and Spotify.
Man, you're everywhere now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Congratulations on the CMA Award.
Man, thank you so much. Thank you all.
Corey Jackson joined us live this morning at Club Tan Studios in the Coffee Gallery on Southwest Drive in Jonesboro. It's your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.